Pitts is either one of the most overrated fantasy tight ends, or he's one of the most underrated. And a case could be made, a strong case, that he is underrated. And I know that sounds like I'm reacting to what he did last night, which was incredible. But I also discussed this briefly on the blog earlier this season. Drake London has been the number one receiver in Atlanta all season when healthy. And Kyle Pitts has shrunk back into a subordinate role. When London's been out, Pitts has frequently had great games. I mean, nothing like last night, but great games. Four of his five best fantasy performances this year have come when London is out. His breakout rookie campaign, which wasn't exactly dominant, but it was a breakout. He had over 100 targets, happened because Calvin Ridley, the number one wide receiver, missed most of the season. And so, who did they have left? I think Russell Gage, some other guys. It was Kyle Pitts. He was the alpha. When Kyle Pitts in the ensuing years has not been the alpha, he has disappointed. He's not getting as many targets. He's not getting as many catches. Who knows whether that has an impact on him mentally? Who the heck knows? All I know is he is not playing like an alpha when there is an alpha on the field, which makes sense. But some tight ends can still be subordinate and still do very well. They can be the number two, number three, number four receiving option and still be streamable. That's not the case with Kyle Pitts. He has, by and large, been a dart throw at best when he is not the best receiver on the field. Last year, what was it, last year or 2 years ago, he basically, there was a sense in Dynasty that the ship had sailed at 22, 23 years old, whatever he was, that he was done for some managers, that we'd seen enough. The question for me right now, because he's not signed to another contract yet, that Atlanta might sign him in the offseason, or maybe he'll go somewhere else. If he goes somewhere where there is no alpha wide receiver, Kyle Pitts' value will, in all likelihood, go up. If he goes to a team with a crowded receiver core, he will probably be unstartable, and he'll probably be a non-top 10 tight end, even though right now, on a per game basis, after last night, he's the TE, I think it's five or six, I think he's the TE5 in points per game, which is very good considering his ADP this summer was 14th. Pitts's production as an alpha versus a beta stems from college, where in his second to last season, he had the most targets on the team and he played like it. I mean, he was the guy. Even in his final season, when he played with Kadarius Toney, he averaged only one less target a game than Toney. He was kind of a co-alpha on that team, played fewer games, but on a per game basis, he was a co-alpha. So we saw Kyle Pitts, a great version of Kyle Pitts that allowed him to be an early first round draft pick for the Falcons. But what the Falcons didn't realize is that someone like that needs to be the guy or needs to be the co-guy. Maybe this will change things. Maybe Kirk Cousins will target Pitts, 8+ times a game, even when Drake London, if Drake London returns. Maybe next year, if they keep him, they'll really try to feed Kyle Pitts in ways that other underutilized tight ends over the years suddenly get some love, and we realize just how good they can be. No one questions or should question the fact that Pitts is talented. The bigger question is, how will he be utilized in games? Is he going to be a 5-6 target guy, in which case we're done. There's no way to start Pitts. Or is he going to be a roughly 8 target guy, 7 to 8 targets, in which case he could be a top 5 top 6 tight end. So keep an eye, obviously, on where he goes and if and wherever he goes, what kind of makeup of that receiver core. Because if there are one or two dominant wide receivers on that team, I will probably be fading him no matter what because his ADP won't really, in my opinion, incorporate that new reality. And in the same way, where if he is the alpha, if there's no strong wide receiver on a team he joins, I think his ADP will be too low compared to where he can be. This really comes down to a player's career and a fantasy career and even a fantasy season can often come down to the personnel on the field surrounding that player. And Kyle Pitts seems to be the poster child for that, where he has these terrific games when he's the alpha and he shrinks to the background when he's not. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.